Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Yankees' perspective, whether it was last year with Soto, this year with a lot of the free agents, and the Mets' perspective, but they are intertwined here. We're starting to hear some rumors about the Mets being involved in Devin Williams. The Yankees maybe want to retain Devin Williams. If Edwin Diaz is out there, why wouldn't the Yankees make a play for him? Alonso has come up. Obviously, Bellinger, and that's where I want to start because the Yankee side of me says they have to bring back Bellinger. We talked a lot about that yesterday. But he's also the perfect fit for the Mets. So why should we, from a Mets perspective, expect or accept anything less than going all in to get a guy who would also be a perfect fit for you?
I don't disagree. I mean, Bellinger's name, you and I have been throwing this out kind of loosely, to be fair. You know, going back over the summer, like, man, wouldn't Bellinger be a good fit for the Mets? I mean, of course, you know, my mind's saying, I hope it doesn't happen.
You wanted them to get him a couple years ago.
I did.
And I was like, nah, I don't want any part of him, especially then.
I did. You know, Bellinger allows, I mean, both teams to really operate in a way where I think that if where they can have a solid offseason. I don't like what the Yankees did with Grisham. Well on the record, not to revisit that right now. But, like, by getting Bellinger in Queens, well, now you upgrade center field, which was horrid last year. You could put him at first, and Pete bounces. Like, to me, he's so... We talk about his versatility on defense, but his versatility, which is true, but his defense and his versatility allows both teams to build their roster out in a very reassuring way. You know what I mean?
Yes. Well, that's why I'm saying now we have another offseason where last year it was all about the big, new, shiny toy, the most expensive toy in the land with Juan Soto, and it was direct head-to-head Yankees-Mets. We've been down this road before with Yamamoto or maybe Sasaki, whatever has happened. But I think we're here again, and it didn't feel like that initially because it's just a thought, well, Bellinger wants to be back with the Yankees, which I still do believe.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, money talks.
That's
and
right.
If the Blue Jays are going to be in on him or whatever other teams want to be in on Bellinger, well, then why can't the Mets go pedal to the metal and try to get Bellinger? Or vice versa with the Yankees, why can't they? You know, we mentioned Devin Williams, and it seems like both teams are interested in Devin Williams, at least to a certain extent. Mets are legit interested in Williams. Maybe the Yankees trying to revisit the idea of bringing him back. There have been some reports on that. Well, then what about Diaz? What about Alonso? If the Yankees need a first baseman, you could say that you don't want him, but if it's going to make the team better, I don't think the Yankees ultimately
want... Well, I also didn't want Grisham.
Yeah,
they got him, so
that's exactly
who knows
right.
what Cashman wants.
I guess the point is if we're talking about both teams either individually or collectively needing to go all in, both teams have players that are now on the open market that they can use.
Ugh.
And you may be trying to steal one team's players away.
This drama has become a yearly thing now. Okay, so again, all in, we know what it means. Now, do I think, and just to work off the term all in, do I think that the Yankees or the Mets, I'm not saying there won't be conversations and flirtations. Do I think the Yankees or the Mets get Kyle Tucker? I do not.
Right.
Do I think the Yankees get Bregman? No. Do I think the Mets have a chance to get Bregman? I do, much more than the Yankees. But I say that, though, because if I don't believe that the Yankees or Mets will really have a realistic shot or appetite for Tucker, 450, 11 years, that's just stupid. He's really good. I don't think he's worth that. Then I've got to stop short of saying all in, unless now you incorporate like a Scooble trade or some other stuff, which is obviously possible, probably more for the Mets. But big picture, back to the Mets, just to focus, I think that the Mets need a massive all. I'm not saying the Yankees don't need to do good stuff either, but I think the Mets offseason, if Stearns hits a single, I don't think the Mets are a playoff team. If Cashman hits a single, they'll probably get in the playoffs. I think this is a little different. What if Pete bounces? Just envision the scenario. What if Pete goes to Boston? Let's say they go 6 years. They go bonkers. You know what? We got our pitcher, Crochet. We're going to go for Bregman to bring him back. And we got Pete. Red Sox go all in. Pete leaves. Let's say Bellinger re-signs with the Yankees, which I think is highly plausible. And let's say that the Mets whiff on a Scooble trade or the Tigers don't trade him.
Right.
At that point, where's the pivot? The pivot was the big word for the Yankees last year. Didn't quite work out. What's the Mets pivot at that point?
They're going to have to figure it out, obviously. And just hearing you talk right there, it made me think of this simple question. Which team? Because both teams need changes, right? We talked about the Yankees a lot yesterday, so we'll talk about the Mets a lot today. We can get both in the mix here, 888-808-1019. Which team do you trust more to go the extra mile or do what's necessary to get them to the next level? Because when you're hearing all the rumors about the Mets are willing to blow it up, and you see some of these names, not that they're major names, but some of the names that have been here, whether it's McNeil, Vientos, Beatty, Senga's on the block, we get more into him in the Mets rotation, Nimmo's on the trading block. I'm getting the sense, and we talked about this yesterday with the Yankees, and I still believe the Yankees, they're not going to let Trent Grisham get in the way of a big offseason, but I'm really confident that the Mets are going to go big this offseason in both trade and free agency. Uh-huh. We know they have to, but I'm extremely confident that they are going to when all said and done.
Okay, now I've got a decent amount of confidence as well, but crazily, and you know, here I am all the time, Cashman comes up, I think I'm always on the poor guy. I actually have more confidence in Cashman and the Yankees. Not that I believe, you know, blindly in Brian Cashman's vision, but I at least know that Brian Cashman always operates with whatever degree of urgency. Now, it's not 100%
urgency.
Yeah, but
yesterday you were saying you thought the Grisham thing was going to impact their offseason.
No. I know. Okay, so this is not me complimenting Cashman or me sitting here saying I've got profound faith in Cashman. I'm not saying that.
Right.
But until Stearns proves in New York that he is adaptable and gets away from his Milwaukee penny-pinching days, I've got to go with the guy who's been here for 30 years and knows how to do bigger things like... I think Stearns will change. I do. I think this will be his balance.
I don't want him to change. I mean, maybe just open his mind up a little bit to spending big on a starting pitcher, knowing that it is such a glaring need and knowing that it's going to take a few years to build it the way that he would want to build it, meaning draft and develop the young arms before they get here. He's been here 2 years, so that it just can't happen overnight. So I think he's got to change a little bit.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms. rooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
For the philosophy as far as spending on big, high-end pitching, at least in one particular case with the Mets, I don't want him to change, though, what he's done because he's been successful elsewhere.
Fair enough, but think about what you tell him. You don't want to, you don't want him to change most of the stuff, but you want him to change the pitching stuff, which is what sabotaged the Mets season last year. So if he doesn't change philosophically there, then it's a big problem for the Mets. Now, if he does, that's a good thing for the Mets. All I'm saying, again, this is not some ironclad endorsement of Cashman. It's more, all right, Stearns has been here 2 years. We all know Cohen got Soto. We all strongly think that Cohen reacted to the fans clamoring for Pete to come back. I've got to see if Stearns is not completely changing, but if he's growing with the market.
But don't you think that all these rumors and reports that there's at least some truth that the Mets are acknowledging that they need to shake things up quite a bit?
Yes, I just need to see it. I absolutely do. I think there's going to be a trade that is kind of equivalent, this version of the 83 trade with Keith. I think they're going to have a transformative trade. I've said that. Whether it's a school bull or something else that I don't really see yet or nobody else is really talking about, I do think that the Mets are going to pounce this offseason. All I'm saying is, I got to see it.
And do you think the Yankees will do the same?
No, which is my fear from yesterday. Right. So it's not a belief, because of the Christian stuff, it's not a belief in the Yankees going all in. It's, well, I know this is getting repetitive. Yeah. I just need to see Stearns act like a big market GM.
I'm not saying it's going to make the right moves or not. I'm just saying make the moves. I feel like the Mets are really going to shake things up as they have to, whereas I believe the Yankees need a big offseason, and I still think they're going to do things outside of the Grisham stuff. Like I think it's comical that fans are going nuts about Grisham and how that's going to prevent them from doing big things. But when you go across the diamond the way that we did yesterday, I'm not getting the sense that the Yankees are going to think big and shake things up to the level that the Mets might, where, let's say, the Yankees decide to trade Jazz or something like that. That would be the equivalent of what I believe the Mets are trying to do, whether it's Nimmo or Vientos, Beatty, whoever else it may be that they would include. Senga. Like, when you think about it with Kodai Senga, and the reports are that the Mets are open to trading him and a lot of teams are interested in him because of his upside. Mm-hmm. He's not costing a lot of money. When healthy, he's been very good. The Mets desperately need pitching, arguably more than anybody else in the sport.
Oh, God, yeah.
And yet they're willing to trade him. So what does that tell you? It tells you that they know they need a shakeup, and there's something obviously about Senga that they don't love also. Mm-hmm. That's another thing, but they're willing to deal from a area of desperate need, even with a guy that's under team control, that's not, it's cost effective, and he's got high end potential.
Yeah, if I'm a GM and Stearns calls me and he wants to give me Senga, I'm like, wait a second, you're the GM of the team that couldn't get a starter past three innings and you want to trade me one of your starters? Right. I'm a little leery, so I'm with you on that. But think about this, there's a big difference between doing a lot of stuff and doing massive things like the McNeil stuff, the Senga stuff, the Beatty stuff, the Vientos stuff, the Acuna stuff, maybe
Nimmo.
Brandon Nimmo stuff. Those names are not getting you the kind of players the Mets need to get to win a World Series. Where those moves will happen is if they are willing to part with the prospects, and I mean the best ones. Maybe not McLean, unless it's probably not even McLean for a rental for Scoobal, even though that's debatable. So that's one philosophy. And by the way, the Yankees have $72 million tied up in Grisham, in LeMahieu, in McMahon, and in Stanton this year. So there's, which is crazy, there's got to be a lot of creativity. I think both GMs are ready to pounce. I also do think whether it's Bellinger or whether it's Devin Williams, whether it's Alonso, whether it's Diaz, I think, again, they could be vying for the same players. I think it's going to be a pretty nutty offseason, and the Mets need to crush it to win, and the Yankees need to do better than they've been doing to win.
BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Larry is in Westchester starting us off. What's up, Larry?
Hey, Sal, BT, how you guys doing today?
Good.
What's up, Larry?
Same old, same old. But listen, Sal, I couldn't agree with you more about Bellinger, what you started the show with. The Mets have to absolutely go all out to get him, to put him in center field. That starts to solve a lot of their problems. Again, he's very versatile, good ball player. It's a must-have for the Mets. Now, whether they get him or not, that's a different story. I mean, they could offer more money, but if he wants to go to the Yankees, there's nothing you can do. Another thing that I would do,
and I think that's going to be the, I think that's going to be the case, Larry. See, that's the thing. Yeah. The Mets could say, just like Soto, hey, we want to give him the most money, but if Bellinger just wants to be a Yankee, then there's really nothing that the Mets could do. Mets have to blow him out of the water. I'm not sure they're going to be willing to do that.
Exactly. But the other thing with Devin Williams, if Diaz walks, I want no part of Devin Williams as my closer. If Diaz comes back, he's a good sign for the Mets to bring in the eighth inning. I've seen enough of him with the Yankees to know that he's just too up and down as a closer to invest big-time money in him. They have a guy on the roster right now that if Diaz walks, they could start the season as a closer, and that's Clay Holmes. Or the guy from San Diego, Suarez. I understand he's a free agent. But Williams is a closer for the Mets. Only if they re-sign Diaz. What do you think?
That's a good take. Thanks for the call there, Larry. Sal, do you think that he would get, Deaton, I don't even want to say Diaz-ish money because he's not, but Devin made, what, $10 million last year? What kind of contract do you think Devin
would get? So Iglesias just signed with the Braves. What was it, Hoff?
$16 million. Yep. He's 35.
So I would bet that Williams is going to get a little bit longer of a deal than the 1 year.
3 years, maybe?
Yeah, and probably closer to $20 million per year. I mean,
wow. Would you want the Mets to do that?
How about $15 million a year?
So if go up to 45 over three? I guess you could stomach that.
I mean,
sure.
if I'm Williams, Devin Williams' resume was... I mean,
it was basically the best in baseball before he came here.
Correct. And then if I'm factoring in what he did here, first year here, obviously had a rough start, but handled adversity pretty well.
Yeah.
Righted the ship. I believe in bullpens being fickle year to year. And a guy, I would bet him on him having a big bounce back year. He's also open to being an eighth inning guy or a setup guy. So yeah. I mean, maybe.
But the money's got to reflect that if he's a seventh or an eighth inning guy.
All right, but
you're not giving somebody $20 million to come in the eighth inning.
But for a guy with his arm, if you're giving 3 years, $50 million for 3 years total?
Yeah, I mean, in the neighborhood.
I don't know.
Doesn't sound outlandish.
See, the difference with Diaz is Diaz could get $20 million, but he's going to get it probably longer. He wants $20 million a year for 5 years.
Correct.
So if that's the high end, then I think Williams is going to be $17 million for 3 years? 16?
Nine,
he's going to get the same as Iglesias, but just two more years?
18, 20, 36, 45, 54. I mean, yeah. I mean, it could be about 3 years, 54, maybe a fourth year for almost 70. I guess that's possible.
Maybe that's high end, and if it's lower than that, if Iglesias is the... How old is Williams? You have the age up here?
I don't. I know Iglesias is 35. What's Devin?
Okay.
32?
You can
just guessing.
Pull up his age here. So he's 31. And Diaz wants 5 years.
Uh-huh.
He wants the same deal they got a couple years ago.
Yeah.
5 years,
which is,
100
which
million.
Is justifiable.
I know. I still don't love it.
Not outrageous to ask for it, is what I'm saying.
Correct.
From his point of view.
I would rather invest 3 years or four if I could.
Oh, absolutely.
So if you're telling me invest in a closer 5 years, $100 million, or I could invest in Devin Williams on a big bounce back year and get him at a better value.
But what if you're wrong with that bet? Now, I'm kind of with you. I think he would bounce back as well. Do you want to take that risk and have Diaz bounce and have Devin Williams be a mess?
I mean,
and the last checkpoint in the Mets bullpen?
Fair enough. And the idea from the Mets' perspective is to get both. I mean, that would be the idea. And maybe they're factoring that in. Okay, well, if Williams wants 3 years, hey, maybe it's fewer years and more dollars. Maybe the way he gets more than Iglesias is fewer years. Maybe if he wants more years, 3 or 4 years, then it's, you know, $14 million a year.
Mm-hmm. I know what you're saying.
Say $15 million a year. I would inquire about Williams. I think the Mets are doing the right thing. And I think the Yankees at least entertaining the idea of bringing him back is not a bad thing. Although, because of all the ups and downs, it just doesn't have a good feel.
I think he's gone. I don't think he's back with the Yankees.
I thought I saw a report this morning that I thought it was Rosenthal had.
I didn't see that.
Just that maybe the Yankees at least were showing interest in a possible reunion.
Yeah, I mean, I keep dialogue open. I mean, it's early enough in a hot stove where, you know, if his market's fairly tepid, which I don't think it will be. I think he'll have a fairly robust market. I mean, I may as well keep an iron in the fire. I mean, he did bounce back in New York. He seems to be a good team guy. I mean, geez, you changed your beard policy for the guy.
Yeah.
May as well try to get him back for a second year. The problem is, though, like, Diaz is a stud, man. And I would bet on Williams bouncing back as well. But if you bet that and you're wrong, now the bullpen's up in flames. You got a problem that probably destroys the season.
Lawrence is calling from Oklahoma City. What's up, Lawrence?
What's up, guys? How are y'all?
Yeah, not bad.
Hey.
Yeah, man, as a Mets fan, I don't think I've ever felt so much like there's so many parts of a team that are going to be shaken up this year. I don't think anybody is really that safe outside of Lindor and Soto, and that makes things incredibly interesting. I think it's going to be hard to do, and they're going to have to put a lot of youth in there too, and we're going to have youth perform if we're going to want to do well. So it's just going to be interesting.
Yeah, I mean, the Mets need a big offseason, and thanks for the call, and the Yankees need a big offseason as well. But, you know, you talk about the Mets, at least to me, the idea, now, what they're going to get back, who they're actually going to be able to move. Nimmo may say, no, you know what? I'm good here. I don't want to go anywhere else. Maybe he waives the no-trade clause. Maybe they make it worth as well. Whatever. I don't know how that's going to work. I would just not look at it and say, well, he can't be traded because he has a no-trade clause or because who's going to want him. That's nonsense to me. If the Mets could get somebody in return for Scherzer and Verlander a few years ago, then I think anything is possible. And there is still some value with Brandon Nimmo, especially if you're paying some of it down. And obviously getting him to waive his no-trade clause is a different story, but we'll see. The idea, though, BT, that they would be open to moving all those guys shows me that they have at least the right thought process, not just, hey, let's keep everything intact, like maybe we're fearing the Yankees would do.
Yeah.
You know, the Yankees, let's keep everything intact and Gerrit Cole comes back and we're going to be good to go. I don't think that that's the Yankees' thought process. The Mets' thought process can't be, hey, let's bring it all back. Offensively, we'll count on a big bounce back for Alvarez, and maybe he'll stay healthy, or Vientos, or Mauricio, or Beatty, one of those will pop, and Soto, and Alonso, and Nimmo, and Lindor will all do the same thing, and maybe we'll find a center fielder, but all we really need to do is add the pitching, and then we'll be better. That's the wrong thought process. So the right thought process would be, hey, we won 83 games, everything is open for business, whether it's trading Nimmo, trading McNeil, trading Beatty, trading Vientos, trading Senga, signing new bullpen guys, letting Pete go, bringing Pete back. It's all should be open.
Including trading the kids, because those are the ones. Just making sure. Yeah. Me too.
Well, that's a different, to me, that's a different thing. It should be a known thing. Like to get Skubal, you're not.
I know. You're not going to get McNeil and Senga for Skubal.
To me, it's addition by subtraction. Get rid of the guys who were inconsistent and haven't performed. I'm tired of waiting on it. When's Beatty going to produce? When's Vientos going to produce? Are they going to be relied upon? Well, Vientos' power, he could play next year.
No.
Had it down, you could play. Well, Beatty showed some signs.
Alvarez? Here we go again. Are you the real deal or not, buddy?
McNeil, 1 year he hits 340 and wins the batting title. The next year he's hitting 240. Yeah, he's hurt. He's kicking helmets. I'm just tired of it. Nimmo, same thing. Nimmo had a good, productive, solid year. Wasn't good enough. He's not good defensively. He's only going to get slower and older and start to decline. Move on from him. It can help you build the team better. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, coming up, I got something for you. I have actually mapped out what I perceive to be a grand slam Mets offseason.
Okay.
I want to give it to you. There's four components to it, and I want you to rate the level of plausibility in your mind that the Mets could actually pull this off. This would actually get them to the World Series.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.